AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Stamps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Shoot Around.
Big Ten matchup here tonight as the Badgers take on the Michigan State Spartans. Only regular season meeting this season between these two programs. Both beginning the night a half a game behind first place Purdue. The third ranked Boilermakers are 4-1. Four teams sit at 3-1, the Badgers and the Spartans, also Northwestern and Michigan. So still early in the Big Ten season, but a rather sizable game here tonight at the Kohl Center as the Badgers look to start another winning streak. They had won five in a row, or make that six in a row, before falling in Illinois by 10 points down at Champaign on Saturday. The Spartans come to town having won six straight. And it's their first road game in a little more than a month. They travel to State College on December 7th, and they just finished a long homestand and a very productive one that included a win over the weekend against in-state rival Michigan. We are 1 hour away from the opening tip. Tonight we'll check in with Badgers junior guard Max Klesman. We'll have our Badger notebook. We'll, of course, hear from head coach Greg Gard and Mr. Sunshine himself, Jeff Patricus of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's our first guy up, our leadoff hitter, or something like that. All a part of the Fetch Rewards pregame show. The Fetch app gives Badger fans a home court advantage every time you shop and dine. Turn any receipt into points you can redeem for tons of popular gift cards. It's America's favorite way to save, built right here in Madison. Download Fetch today. We'll get it rolling in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions, Thursday at 10 a.m. right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Join me in saving lives. Every year, about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon in the U.S. What is radon? It's an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas that can cause lung cancer. Radon comes from the natural breakdown of uranium in the soil, enters homes through small cracks and openings, and builds up inside. Any home can have radon. New homes, old homes, apartments, drafty homes, well-sealed homes, homes with and without basements. About 1 in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Testing is the only way to know. Testing for radon is an easy and low-cost way to save a life, many lives. For more information, call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org. Test, fix, save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
This is the Fetch Rewards pregame show, courtside at the Kohl Center, the Badgers and the Michigan State Spartans. We are joined by Jeff Patricus of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And I mentioned at the top here in the tease, Jeff, about how crowded it is. It's early in the Big Ten season. You may end up getting some separation here. But Northwestern has to be, of these five teams in that, you know, within a half a game of, or the four of them who are a half a game back of Purdue, that's the biggest surprise is Northwestern going on the road. Yes, Indiana is shorthanded right now, but usually, you know, for the longest time, it hasn't mattered. Northwestern would find a way to lose, but right now they're finding ways to win.
Well, there have been several times in the last few years where they've had a good non-conference record going into league play, and then they get slapped around. And I'm still not sold on them just because Indiana was coming off a game at Iowa where they had a huge lead, blew that. They were down two starters, and that they're just not playing good basketball right now. So I think Northwestern caught them at a good time. I'm still want to see Northwestern do it consistently against teams that are at full strength.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Chase Audige didn't look quite right as that game was moving on. Boo Boo, he had a really good game for the Wildcats. And, yeah, in that, you know, down two starters, they lost Race Thompson in the midst of that game against Iowa, which, by the way, speaking of the Hawkeyes, you go into the rack, they've straightened some things out, and, you know, who knows what the rest of the season will have in store. But if you're Iowa, potentially that turning point when you look like you're getting run out of your own gym against Indiana, you rally to win that game, and then you go win at Rutgers, that has opened some eyes.
It has, and they're play, especially, you know, you're down Patrick McCaffrey, who is taking a leave of absence from the team. I think the one thing, and I'll still say this, and it shouldn't come as a surprise, that I will question about Iowa as the season goes on, is can they stop enough people?
Yes.
They can score, but if you, at some point you've got to defend better than they have historically under Fran.
Yeah, and which they defended pretty well the other day, but yeah, you're right. We'll see if they can sustain that. As for the Badgers, they're, you know, trying to navigate life without their best player right now, their best all-around player in Tyler Wahl. They hung in on Saturday, to be fair to them, but you could also see where that absence really hurt them, especially, you know, on the glass and the defensive end.
Yeah, and Greg addressed that after the game a little bit, you know, because they didn't want to use that as an excuse, but he talked about again the other day how there you can't replicate all the things Tyler does. And he says, especially on the defensive end, he can switch on anybody, he can guard 1 through 5. And the communication issues with him on the court, because of his experience, you don't have those when he's on the court. And there were definite communication issues. Do I stay with this guy? You would see two guys going with the same guy, leaving a guy wide open for three. And once the three started falling for Illinois, especially for Coleman Hawkins, they weren't missing.
Yeah, hoping to get Wahl back here at some point, but he's not been doing anything here on the practice floor, just trying to work his way back. On the other hand, and we'll get Greg Gard's thoughts on this in a bit too, Michigan State is getting back to health. They went about a month without Malik Hall. They went 4 games without Jaden Akins. But they're back, and it looks like they are back into some rhythm right now, which all of a sudden makes Michigan State really dangerous again.
Yeah, and they beat, you know, that was an important game for them against Michigan on Saturday. And I think they jumped off to a pretty sizable lead. Michigan kind of fought back, but they eventually held on. So, and, you know, Michigan State came in here last year. Wisconsin didn't have Wahl, and they couldn't stop Malik Hall, and Michigan State killed Wisconsin on the glass. Those are going to be two areas to watch tonight.
So you took a pass on the football championship game last night?
You know, I had work to do. I really had no interest who won the game, and then when I saw the score, I'm like, why bother?
Yeah, there wasn't much reason.
No.
Quarter and a half. I gave it almost two full.
But I think when I looked up on the computer, it was like 38-7. I said, well, I didn't miss anything, so no reason to turn on the TV.
Well, I know you'll be turning on your phone looking for more fickle flares because there's a couple things going on in the portal, apparently.
Well, they just made a trade for another quarterback, so we got to get that one up there.
QB to be named later. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you Saturday. That's Jeff Patrikas of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He was kidding, by the way. Don't get all up in arms there. That's Jeff Patrikas of the Journal Sentinel. Stay with us. Coming up next, our Badgers Spotlight as the Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Your home is where you should feel the safest. But the air there can be more dangerous, up to 5 times more polluted than outside air. Let us help you take the steps toward making it a healthier home with our Bryant Indoor Air Quality Solutions. We can help with everything from whole home air purifiers to indoor humidity control. To schedule an evaluation of your home's air, visit Bryant.com to find a local dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Menards is your complete bathroom renovation headquarters. Lyons has what you need to give your bathroom a fresh, updated look. Shop the largest selection of bathtubs and showers, including over 200 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, which are a great way to start your remodel. You're sure to find the perfect one to fit your style and budget. Start your next project today and save big money on all Lyons bath and shower products at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is proud to support Wisconsin. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
Our pregame coverage continues. Time now for our Badger Spotlight as tonight we visit with Badgers guard Max Klesmet, young man out of Neenah, Wisconsin, and the transfer from Wofford. He averaged about 15 points a game for the Terriers last year, so we know he can score. And what everybody else is finding out is what an all-around player he is, a tenacious defender, just a relentless competitor, and someone who craves that big-time challenge with the defensive assignment, as he had, among other occasions, a week ago when he was looking up a bit at the Gophers-Jamison battle. He just embraces those kind of matchups.
Yeah, for sure. You know, every night in the Big Ten is going to be a grind regardless of who we play. Every team's got really good players, scores on every squad. So, yeah, just taking the preparation part very seriously and practice beforehand, scouting, and just buying into what the coaches are telling us right now. And, yeah, getting everybody behind that and moving forward here in the Big Ten, I think that'll be a really big key.
Coaches are always very careful here to say we want this guy to be the best him. We want to be the best Max Klesman. But when we asked Coach Gard about you and when you announced that you were coming here, he brought some comparisons. If it was, you know, more recently a Brad Davison or a guy like Zach Showalter, Josh Gosser, names that, you know, you probably are pretty familiar with. When you hear that, that's a real big compliment. When that was thrown back at you, what were you thinking when you heard that?
Just, I mean, super appreciative at first just to get those comparisons to those guys before. You know, that was my fifth, sixth, seventh grade self watching those guys play with, you know, Frank Kaminsky, Sam Decker, going to that national championship game. So just being able to be compared to them is awesome. But, you know, trying to take a little bit from each guy's game, whether it's, you know, Zach Showalter, Josh Oster, Brent Brust, most recently Brad Davins, like we said, just trying to pick a little bit up from each of their game, whether it's watching film, you know, talking to them, or just taking advice from them regardless. But yeah, it's super, super cool to be acknowledged and be in the same conversation compared to those guys.
You are described as a relentless player. The constant, Coach Oliver mentioned that along those lines when I talked to him recently. He says you're all just the intensity, the sustained intensity. Where did that come from with you?
I think it just kind of started at a young age. My dad taught me, you know, regardless of where you're at, when you get on the court, you got to play as hard as you can. You got to be as serious as you can be because, you know, the game can take you a far ways. It's gotten us to be able to go to the Bahamas, France, like we've already been. So just trying to be locked in of what I was taught at a young age of taking your work very seriously no matter what it is you're doing. So I got to give a little credit to my dad on that.
Yeah, no, it's great advice. By the way, speaking of which, I've asked some of your teammates this. You went to France, went to the Bahamas. You played basketball in a ballpark, in a baseball park. That's a pretty good first tour here as a Wisconsin Badger.
Yeah, that's what I was saying to myself, too. I was like, I mean, you can't ask for a much better first year here, getting to go to France, the Bahamas, AmFam, you know, being a Brewer fan growing up, being able to play there, it's been awesome. So, yeah, just super grateful of all those opportunities that we've had this year already.
As you made the adjustment from Wofford to here, you know, I guess probably don't want you to give away too much here, but the differences just in if it's terminology, if it's the defensive rules, what you're doing offensively, how different is it here from what you played with down at Wofford?
For sure. You know, I would think the biggest part that the difference that I've seen so far is just the physicality part of playing in the Big Ten. You know, every night's going to be a grind. Not saying that it wasn't at Wofford either, but...
Is he talking Green Bay Packers or what's
it? Yeah, it'll be soon. It'll be soon.
Man, I lost my train of thought.
Differences between
The physicality, right? sorry about that there. I got a little sidetracked. But, yeah, the physicality, the speed of the game, obviously. And then, like you said, too, the terminology part. Some things are different, but some things are similar, too. But, you know, these coaches and these guys have done a good job helping me and Cam so far out of the transfer portal, learning to adapt really quickly.
That's the Badgers' Max Klesman, who regained his balance after being knocked off course by head coach Greg Gard, who always likes to talk a little Packers football. That is tonight's Badgers Spotlight. Stay with us. Coming up on our Fetch Rewards pregame show, our Badger Notebook, as we continue in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow! Awesome!
Where were
you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I lived alone and was having problems with my landlord. He's a creep. One night I'm watching TV and I hear my landlord letting himself in. Hey, get out. You can't keep coming in.
I'm just here to fix your fridge and spend some time together.
Get out. I'm reporting you.
Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. If you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair Housing. The law is on your side. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. Badgers and Michigan State here tonight at the Kohl Center. Time now for our Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb, still in the midst of the semester break. Classes will be picking up in a couple of weeks. I know Coach Gard mentioned this at the end of the semester, but it's absolutely worth circling back to, because in this age where, you know, obviously the landscape of college athletics are changing, and we all know what that's about, but at its core, it's still college. And these guys take the student-athlete role pretty seriously, and you've got some data to back that up, don't you?
Yeah, and when we talk about academics being a priority here, it's not to be sanctimonious. It's part of what this program recruits to. They recruit kids who value their education and want to get a degree from an institution like Wisconsin, and this team has really embraced that and done well. And, in fact, the team cumulative GPA for last semester was over 3.0. That's a really remarkable achievement and pretty rare in the Big Ten and in high major basketball. You might have a few guys who make academic all Big Ten, which is a 3.0 GPA individually, but not necessarily the entire team. And that's also reflective across the athletic department. I thought this is worth mentioning, that the cumulative GPA for the entire Wisconsin athletic department last semester was 3.27. That's really high for a student athlete, the demands that are on them from a sport and a academic standpoint. But that's not anything necessarily new for this program. They've had a very good run of academic all Big Ten players. On this team, they have 7 players who have a cumulative GPA over 3.0, 9 players that went 3.0 last term. They've had 22 academic All-Big Ten players in the last 3 years. So we've seen a lot of academic success out of this program recently.
Yeah, we talked about, you know, what Mike and I are around football, basketball. Football had 51 players earn academic All-Big Ten recognition.
That's amazing. Yeah. The football GPA cumulative last semester was just about 3.0 as well.
Yeah, remarkable work. As now we focus our attention onto the floor, and the Badgers will be without Tyler Wall here again. It's tough for him because he missed last year's home game against Michigan State. And, I mean, fans know his value, but again, you've got some data supporting it, the splits when he's available as opposed to when he's not.
Yeah, thankfully it's a small sample size, and when he's not available, it's just 2 games, one last year and one this year, but it is dramatic. And so I was just kind of comparing it, and we all know that he averages over 13 points and 6.5 boards, and he gets to the line more than anybody on this team and gets a lot of steals. So all those areas you can understand, but here are some splits with him and without him. So the game last year, Wisconsin lost at home to Michigan State. They got out-rebounded 39-20 in that one. And Malik Hall in particular was a problem, which is a guy that he might have spent a lot of time guarding. He had 14 points and 8 boards. Michigan State shot 28 free throws. So then you throw in this last game at Illinois over the weekend when they again lost by 10 and they got out-rebounded. Not nearly as badly, 37-34, but they did get out-rebounded. And Coleman Hawkins, again, who might have been an assignment for Tyler Wall, as we know, had 20 points and 6 triples. So Wisconsin with Tyler Wall, they have a rebounding surplus. They average more rebounds than their opponent. It's not a wide margin. It's not even one full rebound. This team hasn't been a dominant rebounding team necessarily. But without him in the lineup, it's a negative 11 ratio. So they're averaging 27, their opponent's 38. That's a pretty big dramatic difference. And then the second one I'd point out would be scoring defense. With Tyler in the lineup, this team averaged over the last 2 seasons, we'll say, they've given up 64 points per game. Great number. Without him, that rises to 82.5. So those are two pretty dramatic areas where he makes a big impact, and hopefully they can buck that a little bit today because, like you said, he's not going.
All that versatility that he brings both ends of the floor, but especially in the defensive end where you feel comfortable switching him. But without him again tonight. But they have Connor Esigian off the bench here, and that's been one of the really fun storylines to watch this season. He's a double-digit scorer, which that gets it. I know it's early in the season, but that gets you in the mix. You know, there have been some six-man award winners around here, and I think he could be in that conversation again.
As I was looking up the some notes on this, I was wondering how many people could name the two six-man of the year award winners that Wisconsin has had over the last 15 to 20 years. I think that they'd struggle to come up with them, and then once you set them, they go, oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. So the first one was Jason Bohannon in 2008. He was the sixth man on that Big Ten title team that was led by Butch and Steemsma and Devon Hughes and Michael Flowers, etc. And then the second one was Nigel Hayes in 2014, that first of the back-to-back Final Four years. So if you want to compare numbers to those winners to Connor Esigian, Bohannon was about 8 points, 2.5 rebounds, shot 39% from threes. Nigel Hayes, 7.5 points, 3 rebounds. Nigel played 17 minutes, Bohannon 26 minutes. Esigian right now is over 10 points per game, 10.1, about 3 rebounds per game. I don't think people give him as much attention to how good of a rebounder is. He's a better athlete than I think maybe people would think on the surface. And then, as we know, he's knockdown shooter, 44% this year already, which is remarkable and prolific, 2 a game. Now, the last 2 games, he's gone 1 for 3 from outside Illinois. I think he would tell you that it wasn't, it's a game he's looking to rebound from. Welcome to life in the Big Ten, right? When you're on the scouting report. Mm-hmm. But his splits, the one of the encouraging things is his splits from non-conference to Big Ten play aren't that different. Mm-hmm. So he's averaging 10.1 points per game overall, but he's averaging about 9.5, 9.6 in the 4 Big Ten games. So that gives me kind of some security that he's not, the stage isn't too big for him. It's not too physical. He's going to be able to match that. But that 10.1 per game, last note, that's leading all reserves in the Big Ten right now at 10.1 points per game. So if he can kind of stay in that range, and if Wisconsin can stay a winning program, he'll have a pretty good shot at that six-man of the year award.
Definitely make a statement tonight because Michigan State has been very good defensively and very good guarding the arc, but still not a bad pick to click through the old Hawk arrow.
I'm here for it.
Tonight. All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. That's Patrick Kerr. That is tonight's Badger Notebook. Stay with us. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the bests of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a Clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Pretty big early season Big Ten matchup here tonight at the Kohl Center as a 3-1 Wisconsin Badgers, 11-3 overall and ranked 18th. This week, taking on the Michigan State Spartans. Tom Izzo's team also 3-1 in conference play, 11-4 overall, and winners of six straight. The Badgers had a six-game winning streak of their own, but it was snapped on Saturday in a 10-point loss in Champaign. So they're ready to try to start another one and snap Michigan State's run all in one fell swoop here tonight. We're about a half an hour away from the opening tip. Stay with us. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, we're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. So the police should be reaching out to this community. And this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we can deliver medical care where the need is greatest. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care to people caught in crisis situations around the world. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for snow tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 25, southerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, highs level off around 36. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night, lows level off around 26. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 33.
Badgers and the Spartans, only regular season meeting between these two teams. We'll get into Michigan State in a moment. Greg, we know you talked about it after the Illinois game, some obviously open looks that Illinois had, but coaches, when they look at film, sometimes they see some things looking back that you didn't quite catch live look. Anything jump out at you, or was it pretty much what you saw the first time around?
Yeah, it was for the most part, Matt. I think, early I thought we were pretty good offensively and defensively. At the end of the first half, that's where I thought we had some miscommunication defensively and gave them a couple open threes that gave them some momentum going into halftime. And then start of the second half, I thought we were okay. We were trading some baskets there, and then again a little barrage where specifically Hawkins got loose a couple times. So, you know, things that we got to continue to get better at. You watch the tape. There's a lot of things we did pretty good too. Obviously, you're not in that position, and keeping it tight through the second half. But we can never, through a variety of reasons on both ends of the floor, get back to where we could get control of the game and get a lead.
No secret, you guys shoot to three much better than you did a year ago. The other night was an exception, yet, for the most part, good looks within the flow of the offense.
Yeah, I thought some of it, that's going to be team's MO is to try to take us away from that. And I thought for the most part, the ones that I wasn't really happy with all the shot selection. I thought we could have taken some better shots. I thought we rushed some shots that were really contested when we didn't have to. And you're going to have some in shot clock situations that are going to be contested, you're going to have to take. But I thought we settled way too much in situations. And a lot of it is younger guys, for the most part, that haven't been in that situation. And they got to learn from it. We got to get better.
I was just going to ask you about that. I mean, you've got some guys who have appeared in games. You know, Marcus played in some games last year. But for Chris Hodges, first time in a while, at least they know now. They, you know, in there, in the guts of games, there's always stuff that you can build on there. Right?
No doubt. And I think, you know, that's the thing that we've tried to emphasize. No matter who we're playing, our recipe for success doesn't change. You know, we have to continue to stay true to who we are and what makes us good. And that applies to both ends of the floor. And that's where we got away. We got out of character of what we normally, A, do, and B, have been good at. So it's a good lesson learned.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk more about tonight's game, the Badgers and Michigan State, as our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a Clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figured this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We continue with head coach Greg Gard. Greg, you mentioned on your weekly radio show yesterday that Michigan State, just, there are certain things that you just kind of figured will be the case. They're going to defend you. They're going to hit the glass and all of that. But they're playing a little different pace right now, and maybe that's hand-in-hand with that turnover percentage going down.
I think so, and I think the other thing is you've got two experienced guards that have been there Walker and Hoggard. So you got some experienced backcourt guys there that have been in it. You got a senior in Hall, a senior in Hauser, a junior senior. I'm not sure what Matty Sissoko is. I know he redshirted a year, but you have experience, and I think with that always comes an understanding of how important to take care of the ball is. But there has been, I think, they're still going to come after you in transition, and you better get back, and that doesn't change. But the numbers say that they've put a premium on trying to take care of the ball and be more conscious with their possessions.
As you try to get Tyler Wall healthy again, they look like they are pretty much there or close to it with Hall and with Jaden Akins. As you look at those guys on video, would you even know they were hurt right now?
Not recently here, but if you look back, you can tell, when Malik first came back, there's some little bit of rust there, but I thought he got into the flow, and they've gradually increased his minutes. When the addition of those two, while they were out, it gave some other guys more repetitions. So I think much like hopefully we'll benefit from when Tyler comes back, we're going to have some guys that have been sitting behind Tyler. They're going to have more experience when he comes back, and hopefully it helps us. I think it's made probably Michigan State better. Tom would probably agree with that. And when everybody's healthy, they're a pretty complete team.
I asked you about Carter Gilmore before the Illinois game. He's had back-to-back games where he's had 30 minutes. So you mentioned the confidence is starting to grow. Maybe now the more of the rhythm saying, okay, this team really needs me right now. Like, it's time to deliver. Right?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I think I've watched his confidence grow in practice, and then it was a matter of translating it to the game and being able to perform in a game. And I thought he played pretty well Saturday at Illinois and, in his first start. So just getting through those nerves, and I think that's the one thing, as much as we drill, practice, talk about it, players have to go through it in a game. They have to really see it for themselves and get those butterflies out and have that first experience and grow from it. And there's no doubt I think Carter will do that.
All right, this Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. Take a look around the Big Ten presented by Exact Sciences in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. The Badgers of Michigan State here tonight at the Kohl Center. Time now for our Big Ten report presented by Exact Sciences. First up, the Badgers and the Spartans. And then the 8 o'clock game tonight is in Lincoln, Nebraska, the Huskers against Illinois. That's a really intriguing game, Mike. We talked about Nebraska really making a commitment on the defensive end. And with Illinois, Can it shoot it close to as well tonight as it did against Wisconsin on Saturday?
As far as I'm concerned, we'll find out if Illinois can make a real legitimate run to be one of the contenders in this league. If it can win winnable road games. This is one. The next time they go on the road is to Minnesota. They need to pick up those two victories and then go back home and beat some of the tougher competition in the league. You just have to be impressed with Nebraska. If the Cornhuskers win tonight, they will match their win total from last season.
Yeah.
How about that?
And they did their work late
a lot of them. Obviously, we saw it here, unfortunately, for Wisconsin, but there were a couple of other victims in the Big Ten as well. Yeah, they could go even in the Big Ten with the win tonight at 3-3 if they get the win. But you're right with Illinois. Still sitting at 1-3, so they know they've got work to do.
And Nebraska's reinforced its home court advantage. 6-1 this year. The only loss in overtime to Purdue.
Yep, and Illinois trying to get one on the road. 0-2 so far in true road games. That's our quick check of the Big Ten report. Stay with us. We continue. We'll run down our Nissan keys to tonight's game. The Badgers and the Spartans. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Your local Bumper to Bumper Auto Parts stores is committed to the Midwest values of honesty, integrity, and trust in all of their transactions. When you shop at your neighborhood Bumper to Bumper, you are assured of quality parts and service and a huge selection of national name brand products every time you shop there. Find out more and try shopping online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. And thanks for shopping at your local Bumper to Bumper store, because service is the difference. We get it.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
Silver lining means you are backed by a policy and a company that is going to do everything they can to get you back whole to like you were before.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
But there's a promise there. You know, that word means we're going to answer our promise in the policy and get you back up and running if you're a business, or, you know, if you're home, we're going to get your home put back together as if nothing had happened.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Hey fans, next time you make the journey here to the Kohl Center for a Badgers game, come hungry and scoop up a Brew Pub Lots and Lots of Pizza. Official frozen pizza of UW Badgers Athletics. Brew Pub pizzas are loaded with more than half a pound of Wisconsin mozzarella cheese and are also available in your local grocery store. Time now for our Nissan keys to the game. Captain Obvious here, Greg touched on it. They've got to clean up some things defensively. They've got to, again, try to figure it out without Tyler Wall. Good news is he's without the boot. Bad news is he's still not available tonight. Just way too many open looks for the Illini on Saturday.
They weren't connected. I think that was the word I heard more often than not from some of the players after the game and during practice this week. They simply weren't connected, and a big reason for that is they didn't communicate like they needed to.
Yeah, and on the other end, and you heard Coach Gard talk about it, you know, the Badgers, you know, overall have been a good three-point shooting team. Not as good, though, in Big Ten play. He wasn't thrilled with some of the shot selection against the Illini.
I thought they were pressing a little bit, in particular counter. Now, they really guarded Esiegen, but what is hurting Esiegen now is the lack of a Tyler Wall to draw some of the perimeter defense inside to help on Wall. As a result, a lot of Sejan shots this season have come out of the post, right? With the pass out of the post to an open look.
Yeah, this is where, and there's a lot on the plate of Steven Crow, and he's been terrific in the second half of games here, particularly over the last three. Still looking to get that consistent stroke from the outside. He scored 20 the other day against Illinois, but was one of seven from the arc. See if he can knock down a couple more shots against a team that's good at guarding the arc in Michigan State. Those are your Nissan keys to the game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect. And when we do, we make things better. At Child Fund, we connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. Together, we co-create connections that help millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Let's get to the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. If you're just checking us out, Tyler Wall again, unavailable for the Badgers here tonight. The boot is off, but still not ready to go. Hopefully this weekend, but all obviously to be determined. The Badgers' next game will be Saturday, a noon tip Central Time against Indiana down in Bloomington. That is your UW Health Injury Update. Now with the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First for Tom Izzo's Michigan State Spartans. Coach Izzo, year 28 as the head man in East Lansing. 677 wins compared to just 271 losses. Of course, the 2000 National Championship, 8 Final Fours, and 24 consecutive trips to the NCAA tournament. His starting five as follows. Front line, Joey Hauser, 6'9", grad student. Stevens Point, Wisconsin, the transfer from Marquette. Hauser averaging better than 13 points and close to 8 rebounds per game. Maudy Sissoko, 6'9", junior from Mali, 6.3 points, 6.8 rebounds per game. In the backcourt, A.J. Hogard, 6'4", junior out of Coatesville, Pennsylvania, 12 points, 4 rebounds, 6.5 assists per game. Jaden Akins, a 6'4 sophomore from Farmington, Michigan, at 8 points, 3.7 boards. And Tyson Walker, 6'1 senior out of Westbury, New York, transfer from Northeastern. His second year with the Spartans, Walker averaging 14 points, 2.5 rebounds, and better than 3 assists per game. For head coach Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers, again, getting a start is Carter Gilmore, his second start in as many outings. 6'7 junior from Heartland, Wisconsin, at 3.3 rebounds a game, at 4.7 boards on Saturday against Illinois. Steven Crow, the 7-foot junior from Eagan, Minnesota, averaging 12.5 points, 7 rebounds, and better than 3 assists per game. It's about a 2-to-1, by the way, assist to turnover ratio. Had his first career double-double on Saturday down in Champaign, 20 points, 12 rebounds, also had 3 assists in the game. In the backcourt, Matt Klesman, 6'3", junior from Nina, 7 points, 2.5 rebounds a game. Jordan Davis, 6'4", junior out of La Crosse, at 7 points, better than 4 boards. And Chucky Hepburn rounding out the starting five, 6'2", sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska, at 13 points, 3.5 rebounds, and 3.3 assists per game. Spartans lead the overall series 85-67. They won 2 of 3 last year. They beat the Badgers here at the Kohl Center and knocked out Wisconsin in the quarterfinal round of the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis last March. The Badgers got the win in East Lansing. But this has been a much closer series, of course. You go back the last couple of decades, 44 matchups between these teams, going back to the 01-02 season. Michigan State, the slightest of edges there at 22-20 over the Wisconsin Badgers. Both teams 3-1 in Big Ten play. The Spartans 11-4 overall. The Badgers are 11-3. Stay with us. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH. Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off.
To the line, down the lane, to the rim, slam dunk, slam dunk.
Works to the free throw line and the layup. The traffic got it, and a foul.
Dabbley drops the hammer.
Drops the hammer.
Thank you and good night.
Goes left side.
Picked up ball. It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. With the call of today's game, here's Mike Lucas and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LaFay.
Good evening from the Kohl Center in Madison. Alongside Mike Lucas, our engineer Dave McCann, Aisha Jackson, and Daniela Brower back at our network studio. This is Matt LaFay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball. And yeah, it's still pretty early in the Big Ten season, but yeah, this is kind of an important game. You could say they all are, right? But you got two teams that are 3-1 in the Big Ten Conference in Wisconsin and Michigan State, a half game behind front-running Purdue. Wisconsin 11-3 overall, Tom Izzo Spartans 11-4 overall, and winners of six straight. Before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248 DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Always fun when the Badgers and Spartans hook up. They have had some memorable games over these last couple of decades. Certainly, Michigan State winning 2 out of 3 last season, but I don't know. I don't think I'm overhyping it. It's kind of a big game here. 3-1. You want to try to keep pace with Purdue as best you can. And for the Badgers, again, it's going to be life without Tyler Wall.
To my thing, it's always a big game against Michigan State and Tom Izzo. There's something special about playing an Izzo coach team. It's just more challenging when you're without one of your best players, if not your best player in Tyler Wall. And it's only fitting, too, right, to have the honorary captain Cam Taylor here tonight, because Cam hit that big shot at the 4-second mark against the Spartans to give Wisconsin a win on Senior Day in 2007.
Yeah, it was something, because the game before that was that, you know, narrow loss in Columbus to Ohio State, and they had to come back and play the Spartans, beat them, and then played them again right away in the Big Ten tournament that year in Chicago and knocked off Michigan State. But you know, we said this about Trayvon Hughes, who was the honorary captain a couple weeks ago. Cam Taylor, another one of those guys who never feared taking the big shots, and he made a lot of them in his time.
He took charge against Michigan State in another game, another win here at the Kohl Center in 2005. Taylor scored the final 11 points of the game as the Badgers rally from an 8-point deficit to win 62-59. So he made his mark as a scorer for Wisconsin.
Yeah, I talked to him a little while ago. He's loving life in Miami, Florida, where he's been the last 7 years. So, you know, he had to scramble to get some clothes to get himself warm. This is mild here. Guy's from Minneapolis, but you live in South Florida for a while, and you understand where he's coming from. But great to see Cam back as they continue to, with the honorary captains before every game, and it's a lot of fun for all of us.
I mentioned Izzo, and I think one of the more endearing traditions, at least from my perspective in the Big Ten, happens about a half hour before tip-off when you're playing against Michigan State. And Izzo strides out onto the floor and takes a seat on the sidelines in front of the opposing team and just studies players. It's been an ongoing thing